This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
This morning, we'll visit with Mark Hardy of Hardy's Reindeer Ranch. The ranch has 14 reindeer and is a family operation that started off as a business just selling Christmas trees. Mark and I had a conversation about the business and how it's changed over the years.
We are small farmers here. We're in central Illinois. I'm just west of Rantoul here. Family, we've got 160 acres, which is an old dairy farm. Our family dairied for 30, 35 years, had another farm a mile away, an 80-acre farm here, which is where we're at. When we quit dairying about 20, 25 years ago, I needed something to do to make money during the off-season. Decided to put Christmas trees out. So I started planting Christmas trees. I planted about 500 a year. And then when the trees were about ready to sell, I met my wife, Julie, and about a year later we married. Julie was a sales manager for Avon when I met her, and I had the trees here and a big barn house we built, and I was just going to sell the trees out of the garage, and she came along and thought we ought to do more than that, and so she wanted a shop, and then she found out we could get reindeer. So anyway, we got busy and tore down barns, built a shop out here, and then got reindeer. We were able to pick up two of them out of Michigan, and that's kind of how we started. Did that for a couple years, two or three years, and that's all we did. So we needed some way to make a living out here year-round, and that really wasn't enough, November, December. So we decided to add fall. We added corn maize were real popular at the time. And so anyway, we put in a corn maze, we found pumpkins, we do hay rides, added that about 15 years ago, and that went very well. And then about 10 or 12 years ago, a lot of the tour buses, the seniors that travel, like bank clubs and farm bureaus, and different groups that travel, mostly seniors, were coming or wanting to come. And so we decided to build a banquet hall to accommodate them. Built a Western-style banquet hall out here and brought in entertainment and serve a meal and provide the tours and all that. And we do a very big business, and that starts in April. That runs April through December. And we do that year-round, and then we do fall and Christmas, August through December.
Did you have any idea that when you started it was going to evolve into something as big as you have now?
No. Actually, when we started this, my wife is a very good marketing person, and she sent out press releases and all that, and we just started out with a gigantic, it was unreal. I mean, we were cleaned out. We didn't have that much in the shop, and we were trying to restock. And anyway, it was unbelievable, the attraction or the what happened at that point. And it continued on, and it continues unbelievably even to this point. The word of mouth or the social media, or I'm not sure. We just been doing it long enough that it just amazes me the amount of people that and how far they come to see the reindeer and see our play.
Well, it's definitely a unique business, as I think that you are the only one like this in the state. And about how many years now have you had Hardy's Reindeer Ranch?
We've been running it for 20 years now.
Okay, so still growing, and I'm sure it's going to be growing more, as you mentioned. So you said you started out with two reindeer, but now you have more than that, correct?
We have 14, about 3 years into it. This was another venture my wife wanted to do. We had so much success selling or with our reindeer, and they were connected. We built, with the Christmas trees. They were really a promotion for the Christmas trees. But anyway, we were very successful with the reindeer for a promotion for the Christmas trees. So the same guy that we bought the two reindeer off had a herd of like 100, I think. But anyway, he was in Michigan, and he was interested, and Julie was interested in traveling around and marketing reindeer to the Christmas tree people like us and that. We've traveled all over the nation with a couple deer promoting reindeer. And so we did that for a year, sold quite a few sets, and then the following year he decided he didn't want to sell anymore. He was sold out, so we went to Alaska, and we're set up to buy 80 reindeer up there. We were going to bring back a large number of reindeer. We had a large number of people that were interested in buying them. And we went up and, you know, got everything set up. And we got 13, right away. We got those in the springtime, which is when you need to ship them. And then the rest of the deer were owned by the Togiak Indians up there. And they didn't give us permission until later in the year. And at that point, I decided I'd changed my mind. It's like, we can't handle them. It's too late, you know. So anyway, we abandoned the rest. But we did get the 13. And then we continued to grow. You know, we'd have calves and that. We got up to 22, 25. And we're at 14 now. And the deer are challenging to raise. They're very, very difficult. About half or more of the people in our industry are really struggling to keep the calves alive, which is, you know, critical to moving forward on this.
That was going to be my next question. Is the care that you have to give them similar to traditional livestock? Is it different as far as their diet? And talk a little bit about, you said the calves are hard to raise. What are some of the struggles that you have?
The hardest thing is getting a weak, a calf that starts off weak, is which how most of them start out here, to get them, you know, if I can get them past the first week or two, I can usually save them. But we are near the University of Illinois, and we will, I mean, I've got a routine, you know, E. coli vaccinations on and on and on, and I don't know if it's genetics or what it is. We try to get a new bull periodically. There seems to be a problem, or we have a problem, and quite a few of the people in the industry, with the weak calves being born. And I don't know if it's selenium. I can't, you know, we can't quite nail it down, because the calves come out extremely weak, and they'll live two or three days and catch whatever and then just die. And it's heartbreaking, and it's financially it's a disaster. We just had to buy two more reindeer. We were trying to get some new bloodlines. We just spent $6,000 apiece, and very lucky to even find them. The supply is terribly low, and the price is just, it's doubled since we started.
Is there anything that we haven't touched on that you'd like to add about the reindeer or the ranch or anything in general?
It's been fun. We developed this, and it's just amazing. People just, when they see the animals, they just fall in love with them. They're phenomenal. They're friendly. They're actually climbing the fence for a treat. They're beautiful. But anyway, people are just, they're amazed once they see them. And the place is beautiful, too. It's all landscaped and built from scratch and built from old barns. And we actually heat our shop with an old potbelly stove. So anyway, it has kind of a neat, magical thing going on here.
Mark Hardy of Hardy's Reindeer Ranch in Rantoul, Illinois. If you'd like more information about the ranch, you can visit their website online at reindeerranch.com. That's all for your WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Bowles.